As a nation mourns, so does a son, so does a family. There are official duties to perform, but there are personal heartaches to consider. King Charles took his place behind his mother's coffin as it left the monarch's official Scottish residence for the last time. He was joined by his brothers and sister. They walked the short distance along Edinburgh's historic Royal Mile to St Giles Cathedral. In places, the watching public stood 10 deep, wanting to share their grief, share their burden, share in a moment of history. At times, the silence was deafening. Earlier, Charles flew to Scotland after formal engagements in London. As he arrived at the palace he now inherits, he was met by a rendition of the national anthem, those listening silently replacing the word Queen with King. He inspected the Guard of Honour before entering the palace where his mother's coffin laid overnight. In front of a congregation made up of all walks of life in Scotland, they remembered Queen Elizabeth's love of Scotland.
And whose love for Scotland was legendary.
And there were prayers too for the King and the challenges he now faces.
And we pray God's blessing upon King Charles, who will surely draw strength from his mother's example.
There will be a vigil now, 24 hours for the people of Scotland to say their own personal farewells. There is a political element to King Charles's return to Scotland, but that is for another day. This was a day for a family and a nation to say a final farewell to the Queen. Alan Fisher, Al Jazeera, at Holyrood Palace in Edinburgh.